Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Schiraffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. A breach in the Orion network management platform from a company called SolarWinds has led to attacks on FireEye, Microsoft, and many U.S. government agencies. SolarWinds said Sunday that updates to its Orion platform between March and June may have carried malware as a result of a sophisticated nation-state supply chain attack. SolarWinds says Microsoft notified it of a compromise to SolarWinds' Office 365 accounts and is investigating. Microsoft says it's identified 40 organizations impacted by the attack through Orion. The company also denied two Reuters reports that its own solutions were compromised and used to further infiltrate organizations. SolarWinds has not revealed how the attackers injected the malware into its updates. Security researcher Vinoth Kumar told Reuters that he alerted the company last year that anyone could access SolarWinds' update server by using the password SolarWinds123, though this was before the malware was first injected, and Kumar says this is not considered the most likely source of the malware intrusion. The European Union proposed two bills Tuesday, the Digital Services Act, which would require large tech companies that reach more than 10% of the EU's population to actively look for and mitigate risks from illegal content and goods available on their services, with annual external audits and new transparency rules toward users and regulators. The Digital Markets Act would preemptively block companies with many business customers and consumers from a host of actions deemed to be anti-competitive and create other obligations towards smaller firms and end users, like price transparency for online advertisers and data portability for end users. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission ordered Amazon, ByteDance, Discord, Facebook, and its subsidiary WhatsApp, Reddit, Snap, Twitter, and YouTube to disclose how they each collect and use data from users, how they choose which ads to display, and what personal information is used in that ad selection. The platforms have 45 days to respond. The FTC used its authority under Section 6B of the FTC Act to compel responses, which gives the agency the power to pursue broad studies separate from law enforcement. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced on Twitter that the state will file a multi-state lawsuit against Google, alleging anti-competitive conduct, exclusionary practices, and deceptive misrepresentations. Paxton referred to Google controlling pricing and engaging in market collusion. Texas is already part of a suit against Google regarding an abuse of monopoly power in search and search-related ads. The U.S. Commerce Department confirmed that it's adding 77 new companies to its so-called entity list, including SMIC, China's largest chipmaker, and the drone company DJI. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said the chipmaker was added over evidence it was supplying chips to the Chinese military. DJI was added to the list over alleged human rights abuses. Last month, the Defense Department added SMIC to a list forbidding U.S. investors from buying shares in the company. While on the entity list, the companies require a license from the Commerce Department to buy technology and other goods from U.S. companies. Sony announced that it pulled Cyberpunk 2077 from the PlayStation Store and will offer customers full refunds. Games already purchased, both digital and physical, are still playable, and the game's developer, CD Projekt Red, said they will continue to receive updates and support. Numerous sources report that the PS4 version of the game suffers from poor performance, lower frame rates, and texture pop-ins, with backward compatibility mode on the PS5 seeing better performance, but still prone to crashes. Sony did not say when it planned to relist the game. The NPD Group says that the Sony PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X launches last month helped set a new November record of $1.4 billion of new video game hardware, an increase of 58% compared to a year ago. But as for the top console of the month, Nintendo and Sony split the win, with the PS5 being the best-selling hardware platform in terms of consumer spending, and the Nintendo Switch leading the market in units sold. Pornhub removed all videos uploaded by unverified users. This comes after the site announced last Tuesday it was limiting uploads to verified users. Uploads are now limited to official content partners or members of its model program. The move comes after a December 4th New York Times investigation found the site hosted videos of people underage, with Visa and MasterCard subsequently cutting off the site from payment services on December 10th. As of Monday morning, the site removed almost 80% of videos previously available. Facebook took out full-page ads in the New York Times, Washington Post, and Wall Street Journal for 2 days, criticizing changes to iOS 14 that will impact personalized ads, saying they will negatively impact small businesses. Apple plans to force pop-ups that ask users for permission when an app wants to collect data or track them across apps and websites. Facebook argues the practice will cut sales to small businesses by more than 60%. Apple plans to enforce the changes in early 2021 after delaying implementation originally scheduled for September to give developers more time to adapt. Bitcoin reached a record high, passing $20,000 on Wednesday. Its previous high was $19,920 on December 1st. Bitcoin value has doubled over the past 3 months, while other cryptocurrencies are still down from their previous highs 3 years ago. And finally, the European Commission provisionally approved Google's $2.1 billion acquisition of Fitbit. For the next 10 years, Google commits to not use health data of Fitbit users in the European Economic Area for advertising and must maintain a technical separation of Fitbit's data from Google's. The acquisition was originally announced on November 1st, 2019. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.